Nearly a quarter of Massachusetts is now in an extreme drought, but many towns in the Commonwealth have not put any kind of water restrictions in place. WBUR's Shannon Dooling has this report on drought divisions along town lines.
That's the sound of a sprinkler system dousing a lush green lawn in Tewksbury. Marie Robinson and her husband Bill have lived in the house on Whipple Road for 50 years.
I hate to tell you how many people have stopped to tell us how nice our grass looks.
Here in Tewksbury, residents can still irrigate their lawn, water their flowers, and even fill up a kiddie pool if they like. But less than half a mile away, just over the line into Billerica, it's a different story.
I was going to take you out here and show you my garden.
Walking across nearly an acre of scorched grass, Tim Hind says he's lived in his family's big farmhouse on this property since 1950. He can't recall ever seeing the land this parched.
I haven't gotten any peppers or eggplants, very few tomatoes. I intended to grow more than this, but just didn't happen.
Under Billerica's water ban, Hind can water his vegetables by hand only. The same goes for anyone keeping livestock. But that's it. Any other outside water use in Billerica is prohibited. So why can Hind's neighbors, three houses down in Tewksbury, continue watering their perennials? It comes down to water sources and state permits.
Unfortunately, we have more permits than we have time to review and update them in a timely manner.
Dwayne Lavangi heads up the state's water management program. Those permits he refers to are required by any entity, be it a town or a golf course, that uses over 100,000 gallons of water a day. The permits have built-in triggers indicating when to start curbing water use. For example, some restrictions are triggered when stream flow drops below a certain level. Problem is, not all permits are up to date.
They are 20-year permits, and we're updating them as quickly as we can, but not every permit holder currently has the requirements. At this point, I'm guessing about 60% of our permits have a requirement telling them that they should be implementing restrictions right now.
And that includes Billerica. The town's permit was updated in 2010 and allows it to pull water directly from the Concord River, which has been hit especially hard during this dry season. Just next door in Tewksbury, however, the town pulls its water from the Merrimack River. Tewksbury's permit is not scheduled for a review for at least another 2 years. In the meantime, Lavangi says plenty of communities this summer are enacting self-imposed rules, and those all add up to the highest number of statewide water use restrictions he's ever seen.
We have about 110 permits that require it now, and we have 170 systems doing restrictions. So, you know, people are doing it without us telling them they have to. So it is far more significant than we've seen in the past.
Standing on the banks of the slow-moving Concord River, Abdul Al-Khatib, head of Billerica's DPW, points to a water stain on a nearby cement slab. The mark indicates the river's normal height.
You could see how low it is right now. You probably have about an average of 3 feet drop from a normal level.
And not only is the water low, but it's also nearly stagnant, which presents another set of problems when it comes to treatment. Al-Khatib says higher levels of manganese and iron in the still water make for a more complicated process, and the town is now treating the water as though it were from a lake instead of a river.
It makes you think about and start to plan, what if there's not much rain in the next month or two, what do you do?
Despite the town-by-town variations, officials at the state level are asking all residents to consider conserving water. Dan Seeger is Assistant Secretary at the state's Office of Energy and Environment.
I think when it comes to this level of lack of precipitation around the state, it's time for everybody to sort of do their part and cut down on their water use at a personal level, you know, regardless of what the restrictions that are within a certain, you know, town's permit versus a neighboring town.
When it comes to the drought, the town line between Billerica and Tewksbury may not be so stark for much longer. Tewksbury officials say they're considering a voluntary ban. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.